Hi everybody, my name is Varadhan Sebele Medu. I'm an MPH graduate from Georgia Southern University. My concentration is in biostats. The project that I'm going to be talking about today is something I did as part of my internship. It deals with recognizing the factors that led to increased likelihood of emergency room visits among people who already had a medical home. A little bit of introduction. ER nowadays is being increasingly used for non-emergent purposes, and statistics show that it's not a big increase, but it's still an increase. From 1994 to 2004, the rate of emergency department use increased by 6%. Musculoskeletal disorders constitute the top among the list of complaints. At ER visits, headache is the fifth most common. And it's been estimated that there are around 209 ER visits made every day, every minute in the US. Some of the causes for increased ER visits that have been cited in literature: lack of transportation and insurance, convenience because of availability of ER during off hours, and some patients perceive that ER is a better place for seeking quality care. And of course, lack of primary care infrastructure in free clinics, increased demand for ER among certain races and ethnicities, and also the poor. And lastly, excessive wait times in primary care physician clinics. Okay, the place where I did my internship, it's called Community Health Mission, or CHM. That's what I'm going to be referring to from now on. It's a non-profit, private, tax-exempt organization that caters to the needs of uninsured individuals who don't qualify for federally funded programs like Medicare or Medicaid, and who are below the 200% federal poverty level. It's located in the south side of Savannah. One of the chief goals with which CHM was established was to reduce unnecessary ER visits among uninsured individuals. But in spite of that, people do continue to use the ER for non-emergent purposes. So our study sample had 1,497 patients, among which 287 had at least one ER visit in the same year. The purpose of the study? The purpose of this study was to evaluate the demographic factors that were more likely to be associated with increased probability of an ER visit. The following factors were considered in this study: age was considered, gender, race, and distance to our organization, CHM. So one thing here was when we tried to begin the study, we thought all the patients at our organization were uninsured. We thought they didn't have insurance, but when we looked up their records, we found that many had insurance. So we had to include insurance as one of the variables of interest. So the study design is retrospective longitudinal, and it's a time series analysis. So a little bit about descriptive statistics. The mean age of the sample population was 44 years. Females constituted as much as 82% of the total study sample. The average distance traveled by an individual to get to the clinic was 6.53 miles, and majority of the patients that we saw there belonged to the African-American race, followed by Caucasian and Hispanic. Like I said, many were insured. The percentage of people who were insured was 4%, and 96% was uninsured. So this is the most common diagnosis that we saw at CHM. Essential hypertension, hyperlipidemia constituted the top two, followed by diabetes, obesity, drug abuse, and esophageal reflux. So as I said previously, 82% was female and 18% was male. And also, as I mentioned previously, a majority was African American. Okay. For the analysis, we used SAS 9.2 time series and logistic regression analysis. The independent variables here were age, race, sex, insurance status that we included, and distance from the patient's household to the CHM. The results, among the 1,497 patients, we only considered 1,304 for the analysis because there was a lot of missing data on some of the variables, so we had to omit them. So among 1,304 patients, 287 had at least one ER visit. So this study analyzes the demographic features of these 287 patients. Is it too small? Okay. What we found in the results was distance and sex were not significantly associated with a high likelihood of an ER visit, while age, race, and insurance were. It's a bit surprising that there was a huge female sample size when you compare it to the males, but still there was no significant effect. Okay, the results showed that insured people are approximately 8 times more likely to visit the ER when you compare to the uninsured section. And we also found that as age increases, the probability of an ER visit decreases. In other words, younger people are more likely to visit the ER. And Caucasians and blacks were 2.5 times as likely to visit the ER when you compare them to Hispanics. This finding is contrary to many of the previous studies. Gender and distance, as I told you, were not significantly related. Okay, a little bit of discussion about this. Insured people probably visited the ER, we think insured people probably visited the ER more than the uninsured because probably their insurance plan has a comprehensive coverage for their ER visit. But in the future, what we are trying to analyze is the patterns or the behavioral patterns of patients with regard to ER with the changing financial obligation incurred by each patient. I just mentioned this. There was a huge proportion of female, but it didn't have any effect. Age was negatively associated. In other words, younger people are more likely to visit the ER. And this finding probably showed a trend towards high rates of drug abuse among young people. This is more so relevant with this project because drug abuse did form a huge portion of our patients' complaints. Caucasians and blacks are 2.5 times more likelier. But this finding does not necessarily reflect upon good health status among Hispanics. There could be multiple reasons. Strengths of the study. The CHM, Community Health Mission, it's a robust institution with good infrastructure and facilities. So probably poor quality of care is very unlikely to be one of the causal factors. Secondly, all the data were collected as primary, so we didn't have any problem with the coding system or method of data collection. And lastly, unlike in previous studies, we considered only patients who already had a medical home. So lack of availability of a medical home for uninsured is eliminated as one of the causal factors. Limitations. We didn't include some of the demographic variables that are shown to be in the past to be very significantly related to increased ER visits. They were income and education. We didn't have enough data about income and education, so we're not able to do that. And secondly, there was a lot of missing data, so we had to omit them. And finally, we only considered patients who visited the ER at Memorial Hospital. Memorial Hospital is a neighboring hospital within the vicinity of CHM, but there are other ER facilities also. So we were not able to capture those visits. But we assume that there is a uniformity in the distribution of demographics all over. So to that effect, we could say that we could generalize it, but we still consider this a shortcoming. That's about it. Any questions are welcome. Yes, sir. Yes, we did account for that. I mean, it did. We didn't really consider the pediatric population. So even if they had visited with their kids, it was not really included in the study. Female meaning only patients who are female. Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. We didn't record the time of the visit, but the CHM does provide phone service where it automatically directs people with emergencies to the emergency room. We don't have, we are developing it. We do have urgent care calls where we are automatically We have numerous slots for urgent care patients. So, but for this project, we didn't record the time. No.
Does CHM does one have a patient have to have an appointment, or can there be walk-in clinic, and what are the hours of operation?
The hours of operation are from 9 to 5 on weekdays, and Saturdays they are 9 to 1. And we do, like I said, we do have phone service. If someone calls CHM with an emergency, we automatically redirect them to the ER. And if they have any urgent care needed, we do have urgent care slots, even the immediate next day. You're saying the yes, exactly. Yeah, this project is still underway. We are trying to analyze that too. We are trying to analyze if the reason for ER visit is genuine or is it? I mean, there are so many factors why a patient could have visited the ER. It could also be like I said. It could be because patients just perceive it as better. As a better place to receive healthcare. There could be so many reasons. Sometimes it could be unavoidable also. Sometimes they should just go unnecessarily. But we're doing it. We're giving it probably a year's time, and then we're trying to do it. Yes, sir. The data? Oh, we used the latitudes and longitudes. We had the zip codes, and we're using SAS software. We used the latitudes and longitudes, and it automatically computes the distance. We had the zip codes and latitudes and longitudes. All we had to do was feed it to the SAS, and it computes the distance. You see what I'm saying, right?